And up in Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories, when I lived there, we used to have what's called brownouts.
Right.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Where it goes up and then it goes down slowly and then it goes up and so and then at dinner time every single day almost, we'd have no electricity for half an hour, it varied, right?
Sure.
But it
Yeah.
was worse in the winter time because you need the furnace, right? Never mind the electricity on your electric stove, but I needed it for heat. Two
Sure.
small kids, right? You know,
Yep.
it was horrible, just horrible. And you can't plug in, you know, an extra heater or whatever because you would be, oh, especially with that issue, right? You couldn't. So you had to have like a fireplace, but I wasn't putting in a potbelly stove, wood burning stove in there because it was a trailer. And one of the first things that I saw on the TV, on the satellite TV, was how long it takes for a mobile home to burn from start to finish. It was 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty scary
3 minutes.
stuff.
14 by 68 feet long, my trailer was that I lived in for 4 years, almost 5 years. And it was horrible, horrible thing. But
Yeah, a lot of that brownout stuff is caused by line loss. And you got to remember that we're using wires to transmit like they did in 1895. So the system, that was designed well over 100 years ago,
I was
we're
just going to
still
say,
reliant on.
yeah.
And line loss is as high as 17%. And when the wind blows, it can be
Right.
higher. And that
Yeah.
causes your a lot of the fluctuation.
Wow. I
Okay.
always thought it was them messing around with our electricity. I always felt that it was being done on purpose. Was I correct?
Some of that could be. It's impossible to tell.
Okay. Yeah, and I
Didn't
didn't know
Tesla Free
anybody.
Energy fix all that?
Yeah, I know.
James, you could
Talking
fix
about
it any
my
day for us.
apparently. Yeah, we're all anxiously waiting, especially around this time of the year, right?
Speaking of those like free energy and new technologies that are going to be coming out, is anyone familiar with nanocrystal technology?
Not really.
Now, I know of it.
I've seen some videos. It's been a couple of years now, but seen some videos about how nanocrystal technology is supposed to eliminate cords altogether. And like these devices have like transmitters, like for your TVs or whatever, with actual crystals in them to power the devices. That way, that will eliminate the need for all those cords and everything.
Wow. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Make it so, number one.
Make it so, number. Glad you watched that too, eh?
And so
Number one.
it
That's what Gio and I spend our time on TV watching all the Star Treks.
Yeah, that's
I'm
exactly where
trying
it
to
comes
get
from.
Star Trek Discovery. That's the newest TV series that they've got, and it's a pay for you have to pay for it on Prime. So, and I can't find it on Netflix, so have to wait.
I'll have to do my due diligence and find it for free. I'm
Yeah.
usually pretty good at that.
Yeah.
The last Star Trek that I've watched was Deep Space Nine a while
Yeah,
back.
that's good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were
We
good. I loved those.
keep re-watching them because we have nothing else to watch. Well, unless you want to watch apocalyptic stuff, there's lots of those movies. Every once in a while we do that for fun, but we don't prefer we prefer the Star Trek stuff. More science fiction.
I haven't had a TV connected to anything for more than 6 years.
Neither have we.
It's
We don't watch
connected to our
TV.
computer.
Yeah, we
No.
just
Yeah,
yeah.
it's
Yeah,
connected to the computer. We don't have cable service or anything.
yeah. No, I had to break down and buy a Roku so that I can
Oh, I hated that thing. I
watch
had that.
all the sheep movies that's coming.
Yeah.
Yep. Hi, Emily.
Buddy. Whoops, sorry. Hi, everybody.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello, Emily.
Hi, Taliesin. Hi,
Gina. Hi, Emily.
Del. Whoa. James. Patty, I know you're on there too.
Somewhere in the background. Behind her fairy. It's a cute picture. I like it. Hello, Gia.
Hi.
How are you doing, hon?
I'm good. It's crazy outside right now. The rain, the wind. I've lost internet a couple times. And last night I went out to look at the full moon, and you could see all the painting they were doing across it. Like, it was the moon and then all the white stripes all across it. So I had an inkling that it was going to be like this today, because I really think that has everything to do with the weather.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sounds like you're getting ready for blackout.
Hi, Kathy. <Cool. laughs> Nice to see you, hon. Becky.
Hello.
Are you in red today, getting ready for Christmas? Are we? Did you go shopping?
I just came from a party.
Aha. Wow. See, I knew that. Awesome. You look great.
It looks.
Hey, Lynn, Marshall.
Becky, Lance, it looks
coming
like.
Coming on from Becky, New Zealand.
It looks like you have your cover there, and it looks like you have a driving steering wheel in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Luna.
I've got a blanket.
Hi, Lynn.
Blanket on too. I'm cool.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Wow. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Hey, Glenn.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Excellent. So, anybody got any news to share? And heard any rumors? Or should we say
18th is a big day.
Isn't Trump supposed to speak again sometime soon?
On the 18th, not for another 7 days.
Okay.
8 days.
Has he actually officially said that he'll speak to Emily?
We don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And even when they said if he did, I never see anything on social media, you know. So
no. Yeah, everyone's talking about that whole football game, eh? And that something will happen either during or just after or something.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Can you share that?
Yeah, because that's on the 18th.
Tom
Bushnell was talking about it with Janine Taro and stuff, and there was someone else that was talking about it as well on another
Trump's
channel.
Trump's going to be talking. Is that what you're saying on the 18th?
No, they were saying that it could be some sort of little event that could happen.
Oh, yay. We're all for that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, like RV.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, people.
I like little events.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw this morning just a little brief nugget before I went to my Christmas party. Well, it wasn't a party, but anyway. And it showed some a football stadium, and that these really cute little planes, unusual planes, are going to swoop in. And JFK Jr. is going to be in one of them.
Whoa.
And where's
that's
this?
What that I you know, that's just something that, you know, is one of those things you just stumble across and then you don't remember where you saw it. Or at least I don't remember where I saw it. But it was so awesome. It's like, yes, I love it. They're the cutest little planes. And just like, I can just see it happening. It's that little bit of oomph, punch, gut punch for the world to see.
I heard it was going to be at the Qatar World Cup.
Oh,
that's what we're mean. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that they were going to fly in the elites, the ones that have been in hiding and witness protection program, and that they were going to come out then. But, you know, you hear all of this stuff, and I just take it with a grain of salt. So I don't know. It's just
information,
nice.
Ginny.
Right. It's just nice to hear somebody else heard something similar too.
So Qatar, yeah. You're talking about the country, Qatar?
Qatar, yeah. The World Cup.
At the World Cup. And when is this World Cup, people?
It's on now, it's but football. The final the, final's oh, the final day.
On the 18th. It's on the 18th, right?
Yep.
Ah, okay. I only ever heard that he's coming out on the 18th. I had no details. I heard that Trump was talking on the 18th, but I had no details whatsoever.
Well, I posted earlier the show Tom Numbers and Janine by Taro. Yeah. I put it on there, and that's where I had heard about the something about the football game.
Okay.
And then I heard something about Trump being arrested on the 20th, and then him
talking
being,
about that forever, Jenny.
Yeah, and then being released, and them, I guess, going after Biden. I don't know. Just
optics,
let's go.
Optics,
let's go
optics.
Already.
Optics, yeah.
Well, we're getting if the Simpsons. If the Simpsons end up being right again, Biden hasn't got long to live.
What did the Simpsons say?
Well, he died 2022. Ago.
No, he died in 2022.
Yeah.
Biden's been dead for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I'm meaning for the normies.
Yeah.
On normie TV yet.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Glenn, you're saying that according to the Simpsons, which is has I haven't followed them in a long, long time. I don't see TV, but their plan of what they've been showing has been spot on. And that this is
quite a lot of times, but other times it's just dress wear and stuff. But normally if they give dates and numbers, then yes.
And so Biden's supposed to be alleviated this year.
He's
supposed to die in 2022. And Prince Charles or King Charles or whatever it is supposed to die at the age of 74. Well, he just turned 74 last November. So he's got until next November to pass as well.
Oh, he's got to go. He's got.
He's
already gone. He's already dead and 6 feet under.
There's an inauguration supposed to be May, so I'd say his
he won't make
death
it
for the public
that.
Will be before that.
Starting to sound like Logan's Run with the the green or the dot there or the little thing that
the crystal.
Yeah. It's green and it turns to red.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I had heard was that, tribunals have been going on for, 4 or 5 years, that they have increased to the point where they're going 24/7 now.
Yeah.
But what little nugget was dropped, which is stupid to me, is that they aren't going to start showing the tribunals or have the tribunals until next year. It's like, what? No, wait a minute. Come on now. Let's keep putting it off. Is that part of the movie that it's after the fact and that what we've already seen?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I just
because they already finished the ones in the White House. They're already completed.
You're right.
And that was a couple months ago now. So
and
the public.
Yeah, and a lot of truthers are saying different times too for those tribunals. So I think they've all been told different times by people closer to the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like SGNon and that was talking about that it's going to be late summer for like your summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else was I think it was Ricardo Bossi, from Australia, who's the ex-military. For the SAS, he was saying that it's going to be the middle of next year, like in about 6 months or something. And then I saw Tom Numbers, he was talking about that it was going to be April. I was like, whoa, what? There's three different times now. Yeah. So I think it's just been put out there sometime late next year. And then that way, if the plan keeps on falling back, it's going to be a while before it's wrong.
Well,
but if it all be put in place, those dates will get moved forward. The tribunals, I think.
It has to be, because before Jassara can be enacted, we have to have all that done, I believe.
Okay.
Before we have the elections, right? And that date, the 120 days is up on March 15th, 2023.
Yeah. So it'll probably, so the tribunals will get pulled forward,
It has to,
Yeah. And Janine was on Tom Numbers, like I had said, I'd posted that earlier. And she said it's going to be a very soft disclosure, but has something to do with the finances also at this football game.
Oh.
That was one of, yes.
So I wonder if that's QFS being announced officially.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
And then I look at The Simpsons and all the dates and stuff that we've received over the past few years, right, that people have been bringing up. That was, it's kind of like The Simpsons was Q in a sense.
Yeah.
Right? The first Q.
Yeah, because right. They tried to say that it was all done by Freemasons and that, but obviously it would be a person that's on the inside for the good guys.
Well, it's a writer.
Yeah.
It's a writer.
Yeah.
So.
Because they've mentioned JFK in there. They've mentioned all sorts of things in there.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I believe another. Another rumor that's circulating is that Trump gets arrested on the 18th. He gets freed by the military on the 19th. The military declares martial law, does all the arrests publicly, and we're locked down over Christmas. And the 13 days goes until sometime early January, and then the calendar flips back, and we get our 10 or 13 days back. And we celebrate Christmas without the solstice.
Yeah.
And somewhere in between there, Nasera Jacera gets released. But none of that can happen until there's a big event.
That's right.
That's key. That's right. Now, that big event might be Trump being arrested. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. And my crystal ball
broke a long time ago.
Yeah, it would be, though. Wouldn't it? All around the world, if that happened?
That would make sense because I've seen people post about Christmas being canceled. Yes. And in order for that to take effect, you know, martial law would have to be in place and all of that would have had to have happened.
Yeah. Now, it was brought to my attention that Trump and Melania posted a picture last Christmas of Trump sitting on one side of the tree and Melania sitting on the other side of the tree. Meaning what? What's the meaning of that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but Christmas is past one and not past the other. Well, we've got two Christmases.
Oh, that's probably at two Christmases because of the calendar changes.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah, isn't actual Christmas on like January 6th?
Seventh.
Did anybody see a post? It's a calendar, and on top of the calendar, December was the month, was a pair of handcuffs. One pair was new, and the part where they would insert the thing to make it stick on your arm, your wrist, was on December 18th. Then the other part was on December 20th and 21st. Then there was an old pair of handcuffs, same on the same picture, above around the 23rd. There was a key. The key which usually would unlock the handcuffs in between the old handcuff and the new handcuff. Then there was a disc. And on the disc was a picture of a DVD disc, a picture of a helicopter, but it was almost like a holographic helicopter. And so the description was, because this on one calendar is December, on the other calendar was October. So December today, 10th, was supposed to be the Day of Atonement, which was October 5th in the real calendar. And that certain big events were going to happen on the 10th, the 12th, the 18th, the 21st. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody else, that one. I don't know.
I just put Christmas twice in the calculator, which comes to 170, which is 17.
Bingo.
We are the storm. 170. Yes, we are. Snake in the grass, 170. The way of the water, 170. This is my son, 170. World War III, 170. Just, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And as the Hopi people have always said, we are the ones we are waiting for. So that kind of really fits with what you just said, Gia. All right. In the numbers, the gematria, right?
Well, we better get our asses in gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it done.
I'm born ready here.
Yeah.
What did you guys come up with last night? Anything on Alpha Omega that I missed that we need to know?
Nope.
Nothing.
I would have thought as well, though, that they would do a financial collapse or something before that all kicked in. Just to make it look like it's all happened on Biden's watch.
Very good point, Glenn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love the way you guys all think, eh? It's so fantastic when we all come together and we figure it out.
Well, we've got 11 days until the 18th, so a lot can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the week, I guess.
There's definitely a lot happening. Did you see the big Moscow building that exploded the other day? It was about a day and a half ago.
No.
Yeah. It was what was it?
Was one that of the shopping biggest... mall?
Yeah, that one.
I just seen it this morning.
Driving up to it in the ice and snow, and it just blew up and just came out. But the way that it all blew up, it was such a big explosion. I thought, I wonder if that's just Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Could be, or...
there was pieces, big pieces flying out towards the car, but then, like, nothing seemed to get damaged other than the building.
The building, yeah.
Yeah, it could be that, or they're taking it out because of bad business. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just didn't seem like a natural explosion. You know, it seemed more like a Hollywood scene.
But isn't Russia part of the good guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Ukraine, they could have been Ukraine that's throwing a missile over there or something. Because they're saying they're not too sure if it's arson or not. They're just saying it's real weird circumstances how it's happened, and they can't figure it out.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're making that explosion for optics, making it look like it came from Ukraine, or they're going to blame it on Ukraine or something like that. You know, something stupid.
They should blame it on Brandon.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
Yep.
He blamed Russia for enough.
Oh, yeah. Russia got to blame for everything. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Or Ukraine.
Oh, yes. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine.
Yep.
Take your pick. Both amount to the same thing.
It's such an oxymoron. Russia's the one doing all the good work, saving the world.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been telling people for years I don't understand why Russia's always been attacked when they were the ones that were supposed to have saved us from World War II. Why are they all of a sudden the bad guys since then?
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't make sense. Like no one ever acknowledged that. They just talked about Hitler being bad. But what about the amount of lives that they were supposed to have lost?
That's because at the time cabal were in control and they don't want to have any... bad things said about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Another quiet day on the front, eh?
Well, quiet is good. Yeah, quiet is good. I know.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just
eerily quiet. It's pretty loud on Twitter.
It's been sirens here. Often they go and start erupting for hours at a time, and then they're quiet, and it might last a day or two. But in the last several days, it's been every day, all day, overnight, every night. So to me, that feels like a final push, literally at all hours, 24 hours a day for the last several days. And it's been nothing like that. So that really tells me it feels like a final push.
Yeah. So it's quiet now, RJ?
It's quiet at the moment. I mean, I last heard sirens earlier. You know, at 6:30, I was out with one of the dogs, and I immediately noticed that, you know, there was that lovely sound of the sirens. But not a ton today, although now that I'm saying it, oh, God. I'm looking at something right now.
Oh.
So sometimes they're quiet. And when they're quiet, it's just it's breathtaking. I've gasped for air, realizing that, you know, if I'm biking around or walking around, I suddenly turn my head and I go, you know, there they are. They're not, the sirens aren't on, they're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll elaborate more about that in the future when I can really tell you more details. When I tell you guys details one day, you're just gonna be like, you know, and a lot of it is me figuring stuff out. And there's certain things I figured out. I know I'm not wrong, but I don't feel like mm-hmm. I can just quite blab everything.
Just yet.
But the things I've seen, oh, I need therapy. Yeah. So there's an update from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yesterday when I had texted you on the site, a gentleman from another Telegram family, he's called Emerald City. I don't know if anybody's on Remnant Room, but he's Emerald City, which is Washington State. And that is one of the countries, the cities, the 17 cities like New York that are in, you know.
The 17 worst cities to be
right,
in.
Right, right. Yeah. So he was making, I forget what his comment was, but it was very, very similar in what RJ's talking about with New York. It's like, yes, it's the final rundown. Woo-hoo!
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Makes you think, eh?
Mm. Well, things that make you say,
Well, we know, you know, typically this time of the year, you know, it's endings, right? You know, I mean, you know, it's not been a terrible year, but I know that a lot of us are waiting for something, you know, our new lives to begin. So we do want to see it end. But wouldn't it be lovely if it ended on that note? You know?
Oh, it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. So
finish all the bad
in our mind, right? Bye, Heather. Yeah. Happy shopping.
Finish all the bad on the year that has a 6, which is 222, and start all the good on the year with a 7, 223.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah.
Well, what you just said about the 18th made me think about how I heard of all the things that stick out in our minds, you know, we all have different things that we sort of catch. I heard that 369 would be involved with, you know, air quote, the day. And if you think about it, 222 is 6, and then December is 12, so that's 3, and 18 is 9 and 9, and 99 is known as most high, and also it's 9, and also what follows Q is R, and R is the 18th letter. So that's one reason why that date make sense, but there's a lot of other dates that you can break down like that make sense for different reasons.
Yeah.
So just adding to whoever said the 18th before, there's justification for why it could be that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, going back to the 369, 3 and 6 is 9, and another 9 is 18. So it all ties in.
Yep.
Yep.
Minus 1 is 17.
If it happens on the 18th, that'll be the 19th for us in my country.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to figure that out too.
Well, did I hear last? Did I hear last night something about Nasara was supposed to happen in the Philippines on the 19th or Asia?
On the 19th, yeah.
On the 19th.
I wonder how they know that.
I don't know.
Oh, well, 19th. How many hours from Philippines?
They're might only be 19th. 6 hours from here, from Eastern, in the Eastern time zone. They're only 6 hours ahead.
Okay. Because I know Thailand's
I'm thinking some other place. Hang on.
I know Thailand is 5 hours behind New Zealand. So I'm just wondering if Philippines is around about the same time. Because if that's the case, then 19th for them could be 18th for you guys.
Depends upon which direction you're going.
Capital city. And Philippines.
One times 8 is 8, 1 times 9 is 9, 9 plus 8 is 17. If it's on if it's the same time in two different time zones, you still have 17, and 19 backwards is 91, and gematria for surrender is 91.
I like it.
Interesting.
We love it.
They're 12 hours ahead of us in Eastern. And I'm in the Eastern time zone. So they're, Manila is 12 hours ahead.
So what time is it where you are now?
It's 2:40 in the afternoon, and it's 3:40 there.
It's 11 hours.
11 hours, sorry.
And the 18th, Gregorian.
So 3:40.
A.M.
Carry on.
Go ahead. Okay, you want me to finish?
Yeah, you finish.
The 18th on the Gregorian is the 5th on the Julian. And if it's December 5th, it just occurred to me that that's 12:05, and 1 plus 2 for 12 is 3, followed by 5 is 35, which is JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 12 plus 5, of course, is 17.
It's 17, yeah. Yep.
So if 3:30 in the morning, they're only 5 hours behind us.
Yeah.
The final of the World Cup starts at 4 a.m. on the 19th for us.
On the 19th.
So so it would be 11 o'clock p.m. for Philippines.
So does that mean you're...
So half time would be like about midnight.
About midnight.
And then full time would be close to 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
which would be 19th.
Wow.
So who knows? But they did say if everything all takes off, that they could do the whole world within 4 hours, with militaries acting in every single country.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who had a dream about 3 weeks ago, and she tried to explain it to me with what was happening, which was, you know, she was holding bags of turkey in her hand before Thanksgiving. But bottom line, her whole reasoning behind her dream, she told me, came to the date of December 19th. And that was a couple of weeks ago. She goes, I don't know, Gia. I got December 19th in my head. And so I feel like that's something that's a date. And then all this started coming out, right? About that date.
Significance.
Yep.
Well, who said numerology and gematria doesn't make sense?
It'd be so great if it did happen before Christmas, though, especially when we meet with our families.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
Be a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And the 19th is another 369.
Yeah.
The 19th is another 369. So...
19th is 369. 369 is 18, not 19.
No, because
369 is in Tesla numbers.
Yeah, it's a 369 date. Two plus one for December is three.
Oh,
nine
I see. Okay.
Times one is nine, and 222 is six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of us are weirdos with these numbers.
I feel like I'm in math class.
And December 19th comes to 169 in Gematria.
Wow.
I was muted. Did anything happen on the 8th? There was something they were following with the queen died on the 8th and so-and-so died on the 8th and this, that happened on, did anything happen on December 8th?
Yeah.
Thursday, anything that strikes anybody?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wasn't that the day I got, wasn't that the day I got smacked?
Did I smack you?
I think so, maybe. I probably said something on the 8th.
you could say December 8th did not happen yet. Mm. December 8th on the Julian is December 21st, because 8 plus 13 is the 21st. So that could be the 8th you're talking about.
Yep. Or it's happened also in the background. They haven't told us yet, like with the Crimea Bridge, like that happened, but we didn't know that that was the event for the 8th. And then we found out like about a week later.
Yep.
Of course, we don't even know what calendar we're on.
Yeah.
No.
And that's the other thing too.
But there was also the second part of the Twitter files, I think it was, that was released on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third part is supposed to be a human trafficking victim that's going to be letting out files.
Yeah.
So anyone that's on Twitter will be starting to get woken up now, I'd say.
I don't know if I can get back my account. Haven't been in Twitter jail for so long.
Still Twitter jail? Boy, you must have been a real bad girl.
I was.
Still in jail. How long you been in jail for now?
Going on 3 years in January.
Oh.
Oh my.
That's a long time. Sounds like you better create another account.
No, I don't think so.
Create one in Geo's name, Luna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a Twitter.
He'll get
account.
Put in there before I could come back, I'm sure. He's worse than I am.
Yeah, I'm waiting for all the countries to go, oh, that's it. We're getting rid of Twitter. Twitter's not allowed to be a platform.
Wow.
Just to try and stop the speech getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if they use that as a scenario too.
I felt certain that when the time comes, I would be banned from Facebook for my 9th month. In the last year and a half, this is now my 9th full month. And the funny thing is that I can post anything under the sun and it can stay there for days or weeks. And all of a sudden, randomly, is when they block me. You know what I mean? For this reason or for that reason. We know it's the White Hat doing it. So the timing of certain things matters. And just several days ago, all of a sudden I found out I'm blocked, and I thought, well, if I'm blocked for a month, then this is maybe the period that something happens, because, you know, they don't want me posting during this time period, because I'm going to be seeing and learning too much. They don't want my posts up.
And you guys can mute if you're not talking, because there's some background noise.
All right, we got it.
Okay, good. I always forget to mention that in the beginning.
I want to say that December 19th, I told you, comes to 169, which I just realized equals 17 also, right?
Right.
Add them together. The Great Awakening, 169. Trump Force One, 169.
Yeah.
Digital Currency, 169. Yeah, there's some really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, very good. Hey, Del.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that grounding thing again? Some people missed it.
Sure. Why don't I just post it in the chat?
Yeah, that would be really good.
Okay.
I did this test on, and he slept a whole lot better. And I think people should know about it, because I think that's one of the ascension symptoms is not sleeping. So this would really, really alleviate, I think, a lot of people. Maybe that's why they're so irritable out there. I'm talking about the ones that were jabbed.
Is that the one about the guy that went and got the steel duct tape or whatever it was?
Yes.
And stuck the wire to the ground? Yep.
I got all the items for that yesterday, but I haven't done it.
Yeah, you see this?
Yeah, I couldn't find that.
I got this on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it's a grounding
mat.
And this plugs into this, and it's got a super long cord. And this is the grounding plug for the one prong.
Wow.
Okay. Have you tried it?
That's great. My only concern about that grounding to the electrical circuits in the home is that you're grounding to some dirty electricity as well. If you're grounded directly to the earth, you're missing that dirty electricity that would come with most homes and apartments and condos.
And that mat looks rubber. I'm not sure how that
it
helps.
Is. I don't know either. I put it underneath my fitted sheet so it doesn't move around, but I don't know. I'm sure that there's nothing like the actual earth to ground. I got it a few months ago, but once you started talking about it, I put it back on my bed. And actually, it's helped my sleep myself since then. I've noticed that, because I was waking up at 3 a.m., 3:30, 4. And now I'm waking up at 6, and I'm kind of surprised when I wake up. Wow, it's 6 a.m.
Well, that has definitely changed your pattern, which means it changed the electrical flow within you. To whatever degree.
Here's an interesting, if I can find it now. No, I don't have it. I had an app on my phone that could, allowed me to see things as a Gauss meter for EMF. No, don't have a name. I must have uninstalled it. But it's actually very cool, because when you put that Gauss meter, the app on, and then you put your phone over something with a lot of EMF, electrical magnetic frequency, it starts beep, 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 beep.
I've seen it. We've done it when we've been in the car.
Yeah. So it's an app that works. I was actually very impressed with it.
Yeah, I've seen machines that you could buy separately, but I didn't realize there was an app for your phone. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it. I thought I had it still.
Because you always have your phone with you. You won't always have that tool with you. So
that's right.
That's easier. Probably cheaper too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I must have uninstalled it. I probably did, because I'm running out of memory.
Time for new phones, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all use them.
Come on, Q-phone.
Yeah, I'm holding out for that.
Yeah, we all are for years now.
I bet you can go through and delete a bunch of stuff off your phone. If you're like, I've got 25,000 pictures. And
you can't delete anymore off of iPhone, though.
No, my problem is
it's so difficult. to delete now. You used to be able to just press it and the X would come up and you could delete it. And now all that happens is you delete it off your screen, but you're not deleting it out of your memory.
Yeah, you just, I think you can go back and then you empty the trash can. It puts it in a recently deleted folder, and then you go put that in the trash.
Well, mine's an 8. I think you're talking about a newer version.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think a lot of our phones are telling us that we are using too much storage as a means of justifying how there are times when things are going to happen in our area that will make our phones sluggish because there's activity going on and they're jamming signals. Yep. So if you think it's because you have too much on your phone, that serves them well. So you don't catch on. Meanwhile, I'm watching stuff going on again. I'm going to shut up.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Well, in my case on my phone, I do have actually lots of memory on mine, but the problem is when they put my SIM card in, they didn't direct it to the integrated part of the phone. So anytime I save something now, it always goes to the main goes to the phone part rather than to the SIM chip. Which is a real pain. So I'm basically, I have to delete every single day to free up some memory.
Do you guys want to see something I can show you? I want to show you something.
Yes.
People around here have these fake injuries because they have trackers on them. Here's somebody who's not actually injured with a cane right here. Watch. They're everywhere. See? It's fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
I can look left and look right and see more than one of them at the same time. I follow them. I troll them. I say things to them. When no one's around, they pass me. As soon as they're within 2 feet, I go, "You got arrested." And they never turn around and even look at me because it's like I'm just saying the truth and they're probably shocked that anybody has a clue. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Whatever. If I get to see you and identify you, the least I can do is, you know, snarl at you a little bit.
Wow.
And interestingly, there's a lot of them like that. It's like they've committed crimes for years and then they're older and they're retired, but no one, when Q said no one escapes this, it's true. These people, doesn't matter if they're 70, 80, 90 years old, they have records of what they've done and they're getting them. So to see people like this all over the neighborhood, you know, and then forget about the young ones, you know, you see these young, healthy people with the canes and they're all pretending like they're injured. It's the silliest thing in the world. I look at them all like, really? You haven't noticed that there's 1,000 people in the neighborhood with a cane and you decide that you're going to act like you're really injured, like anyone's going to buy it? It's absurd. If I one day sat for a couple of days and collected all the images, you know, photos and videos I have of people with these fake injuries, I have hundreds. I probably have over 1,000. And this is all from the same neighborhood. I'm talking like, you know, less than a half a square mile.
Well, RJ, you do have a lot of people in New York City.
this particular neighborhood I'm in is not so much about, you know, being residential. I'm near Grand Central, which is a lot of the corporations. Like I'm right by Pfizer, I'm right by all the embassies. And not for nothing, but right now, like you can't see it, but behind me in the image is the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm right there. Yes, even though it's a big city in this concentrated little area, sometimes I think it's one out of every 10 people. Notice my voice.
and you're saying that it's a fake injury because you've seen them walk uninjured?
Well, because I know what's going on. I know that they're being, given monitors, trackers. I know that. I mean, it's been happening for years, but they're down to the minions, and the minions are the big number in the thousands and thousands and thousands, and I'm seeing thousands and thousands with them. you don't have a society that all of a sudden has thousands of people in one little tiny neighborhood with injuries. It's loony.
No stone will go unturned.
Not while I'm looking back.
So are they using a cane instead of a moon boot then?
Yeah.
It's actually both. Sometimes the boot, sometimes the cane, sometimes it's the arm has a cast, sometimes it's an arm swing, sometimes they have an entire brace on the leg, sometimes they're in a wheelchair, sometimes they have crutches, it depends on what they choose. And sometimes they have a walker. Okay, I've got all bases covered. They've given out, like, I don't know if they give them an option or if they just, you know, diversify it, but everything I said, hundreds of each.
I just can't imagine the prisons would be, I mean, overflowing if all these people just didn't.
You're back, I think.
You froze there, Rebecca.
Oh, I did? Oh,
she must have something important to say.
Yeah, you're breaking up again. You're freezing there, Rebecca.
So while we're waiting for Rebecca to come back, what do you say to yourself, RJ, when you see another one? Nah, 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 nah.
My whining dog. I mock them best when I'm on my bike and I can just, you know, do it and run. I say things to them and then I ride my bike away.
Proper thing.
And they deserve it.
Yep, absolutely.
They deserve it.
100%.
They really do. Whatever they did, they were against us and they were, part of this plan to wipe us out, so they can go fuck themselves. They're lucky that I'm not, that I don't have a screw loose, and then I'll start punching them in the face because that's what I really want to do. Yep. So I do the closest I can to punching them in the face with my words.
Have they ever said anything back to you, or they just don't say anything at all?
A few of them here and there have surprised me. There's one that I've known in the neighborhood for a while, and it's one of the many that was trying to give me a hard time back in 2020 when I, as a yoga teacher who teaches breathing, would walk around breathing freely and they would have their freakouts. And every time they had their freakout, rather than submit to them, I would teach them a lesson and make them shit their pants. Because you don't come at me telling me what to do when you're wrong and I'm right and you're evil and I'm not. So every single one of those people who pulled that shit with me back in 2020, I've now seen, sorry, dog. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, I've seen every single one of them either have a fake injury, even like a couple of them that I might have thought I liked, like somebody who was an oncology nurse. I started thinking, well, there's no way that Melissa can be safe because she was an oncology nurse. And then she went from doing the nursing part to the admin part. And then one day I see her coming across the street and she's got a wrist cast on. And when she sees me, she darts away from me and ducks into the nearest pharmacy. And I thought, well, there you go. I've not been wrong about a single person. Every single one of them has either appeared at some point with a fake injury, and then pretty much after a little while, they're gone. But one of them, at least a year and a half ago, 1 a.m. in the morning, I'm walking one of my dogs over here on 2nd Avenue. There's no one around. You can't see anybody in either direction, not one single person except me with my dog and this thing with its dog, okay? And had the audacity to say to me something about a mask. And I showed how loud I can be, you know, like I probably broke a few windows. I just went nuts. Like, are you out of your mind? If you're gonna act like this, I'm gonna make sure that you regret it. So a couple of months ago in a local store around here, I see this, sorry, I gotta let it out. I see this fucking piece of shit walk in and it's got the whole leg brace and the crutches and I'm sitting where it can't see me and I'm filming it. I'm filming, enjoying every moment of it. And then, you know, I saw it around the neighborhood a few more times. And one of these times I'm coming around the corner and I pass it And I just decided to say, where's your mask? You know, well, that's like, I just sneered at it and it started mouthing off to me. And I then took out my camera and I recorded me going at it. And the funny thing is that it showed its true colors by giving me this evil smirk. And it literally looks like Freddy Krueger. Like, I'm not kidding. It makes the face, the facial expressions of, Freddy fucking Krueger. And it's now two years later. Like, years ago, somebody said, oh yeah, she did really well in business and she retired early and, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, well, good for her, good for it, whatever. It's not a female. 2 years later, as everybody has lost their adrenochrome and people like this are no longer receiving, clearly no longer receiving their human estrogen.
Yeah.
In these 2 years, and I'm going to tell you, I sent a video to a couple of friends about what I'm looking at, and I was shocked. Somebody said, the video you sent us is now on Bob Joyce's Elvis. It had like thousands of, I was like, oh my God. I felt like, okay, I got to just swallow the fact that somebody shared something that I shared privately. It's now for everybody to see. But clearly, whoever posted it realizes that RJ is right. And what I'm saying in the video is they don't have their adrenochrome. They don't have their human estrogen. And as a result, after 2 years with less estrogen, what happens? They have more testosterone. So one of the things that I've survived is the psychological trauma of looking at all the, I've lived in this neighborhood over 20 years. I'm looking at people like, oh my God, these are all these old ladies that I always thought were just kind of like spinsters, right? They're tall. They're, I'm going to say unattractive because they're not women. I'm not insulting anyone by saying they're unattractive. They're men, they're males. As you see the testosterone levels raise back up, it just takes one glance at them to go, what the fuck am I looking at? You're a dude. Anyway, this one who, you know, was screaming at me a year and a half ago on the street, I can see now as a dude. And if somebody wants to see the film, I'll dig it up. But you can see it's just this ridiculous dude. It's, again, it's mind-bending. The trainees are turning into the men they are.
Yes,
help!
I want to see it.
Help! All right, message me and I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay. Hey, Archie, I dare you to go up to somebody kind of close and in their ear go, what you in for?
Mm-hmm. as in while you're watching?
No. Just sometime.
What are you in for? Oh, well, believe me, I do it all the time. It's been the way I've been able to stay sane. I use humor, and I sometimes just, if I just am in it, you know, like, it's very unlikely that somebody who's got a little child masked is going to make it past me. I literally go right in their path, and I say and do something about it, and I don't care how loud I get. I don't care who thinks what. I don't care what the reaction is. You're masking a child in front of me. You're either a Satanist or you're a fucking moron. And either way, I want to be in your face. I don't want to embarrass you. Once in a while, I'll see them later on, soon after that, and the child is no longer masked. You're not going to take care of a child properly. Then maybe something I've done to embarrass you might make the difference. But sometimes these parents or whatever they are, they defend it and then they fight back with me. And I'm like, are you really that stupid? Or are you just a Satanist who just thinks I love having a muzzle on my child? And again, I can't run them over with my bike. I can't punch them, but I can use my word. Nothing wrong with that. And there's not enough people here who do that. There's really not. There's mm-hmm. hardly any real men. If I ever see somebody who looks like a real man, you know what he is? He's military. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I always find interesting about the transgender stuff is I've often wondered when they're switching a dude to a girl, how do they get rid of the beard and the whiskers?
Hormones.
I don't know how they do that. How does a male get rid of the whiskers to make himself look like a female?
Hormones.
I think it's largely the hormones.
Probably.
Isn't there liquids out as well that they have been putting out for a few years now for people to put on to get rid of hair?
Oh, it's probably neat. They call it neat, isn't it?
There's different products, but they would do it through estrogen. They give it more the female than the male hormone, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they won't produce the hair.
Some of the vaccines do that anyway.
So I know how to get rid of my beard now, eh? Give myself some estrogen.
No, it's called a razor.
A razor.
Oh, a razor.
Yeah, a razor. Remember that?
But how do I get it clean as a baby's bum?
Oh, don't worry. I'm really good blight. With it.
You could use the neat, George.
Oh, I know I could. Yeah.
Not with his coarse hair. Yeah. Wouldn't work.
I have a new friend in my new community who is transitioning, and they did their top surgery, but they came over two nights ago because they just got back from UCLA to talk about the bottom surgery. And I really just didn't want to hear about it, but I got way too much info on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a male going to female or female to male?
Male to female.
Yeah, just like somebody I knew.
I've seen animation.
Me too.
I've seen animation on it. It's scary. Oh, it looks so painful. It's
mutilation is what they're doing. It's mutilation. Yeah. It's so sad. They don't even realize they're in a program.
All I got to say about...
They're never going
to
be seen.
Yeah. All I got to say about that is, ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
This person came back. They came back home because the doctor that they were scheduled to see only removes the balls.
And ow.
She said, I don't even know why I went down there, because that doctor doesn't even do, and I want the whole kit and caboodle. That's what they told me. I was like, I don't want to hear anymore.
Too much information. Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you think there's people that are like, what the percentage is? Like, some people are, if they were in a past life, they came over to this one and they feel confused about what they are. Because I've always heard of, years ago, stuff like that, where they're confused and they're just like, it's more like a psychological thing. But then there's this that I've learned probably like 6 years ago with the transgender, the satanic Baphomet thing, which, went down that rabbit hole. But I'm thinking, I think there's still some people genuinely confused. And then I think there's a lot more. I mean, this is just my personal opinion. I think there's a lot more, though, that are doing it for the bad agenda that are than just confused. I don't know.
MK Ultra
programming.
MK Ultra. Yeah, because they're confused.
Yeah, and it's definitely satanic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no two ways about it. They can be confused. That's all part of it too.
Right.
That's how it starts. And now they're targeting children.
Yeah.
You've seen them, like they're 4 and 5 years old, and they're saying that they want to be opposite gender. Right.
Right.
I'm sorry. Where did that child get that from? Certainly not its parents or anybody around it. Right.
Right. So school and the library stuff and the whole targeting, like that whole thing is so freaky, scary looking. I mean, if I was a kid that age, I can't believe those parents are taking them in, and it looks scary to us as adults. I'm like, with all that, I can't look like monsters, you know?
Wasn't that Angelina Jolie's,
they look like
my daughter that went to, Angelina Jolie's, I can't tell who was talking.
Recording.
Oh, it's Patty.
Rubber banding.
Patty. Patty.
Yeah, it's okay. She'll be back. Yeah. I can't wait for all that stuff to be gone. All that. Yeah, go ahead, Karen.
The worst one. Oh, sorry.
I just want to chime in on that a little bit. I read this big article on that they are putting from the aborted abortions. They are taking the female hormone cells, the estrogen, and putting it into men's deodorant, men's shaving cream, the razor, that rubber strip on razors, it's in that. And they're doing the opposite for women. They're taking the male cells and putting it in our deodorants and yada, yada. because that gets right into the skin then, right? It sits on there for a long time. It goes through the skin, and this is what's creating all of the confusion, because they're getting too much estrogen and too much testosterone. And it's that's part of what's causing the confusion, especially in the teenagers, because they're going through puberty and very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also getting all of that at school too. There's a lot of grooming going on. Yeah.
That starts
and
in
cartoons,
kindergarten.
Yeah.
Movies.
And peer pressure too, because
and peer pressure, yeah.
Some of it's like a fad. It looks like some teenagers are doing it like it's a fad almost. I saw this one woman wrote a book, and I think she was in the UK, and she was like, her daughter was right at like 13, 14. And it's almost like this fad thing with kids to do just to fit in. It's just so sad. You know, they're doing this mutilation just to fit in.
It used to be smoking.
Yes. I was about to say that.
When we were teens, it was all about smoking.
Those were the days.
Speaking of that, smoking, it brings to mind an old Motley Crue song, Smoking in the Boys' Room. How if anybody is familiar with that band or has heard that song from way back
in
then.
The boys' room, that one.
And when I see youngsters nowadays, it's like it's no longer smoking in the boys' room. It's gender. It's vaping in the gender neutral area.
And they'll find out the vaping's way worse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because of all the chemicals that they're putting in it, estrogen and stuff like that.
Yep.
I think I told you the school district that I used to work for just switched all the bathrooms to gender from K through 12.
No way.
To gender neutral.
Oh my gosh. That is rape waiting to happen.
So I wonder how many fathers are going to go in there and punch out fucking guys that have gone into the women's toilets. Or going into the gender neutral toilets. And they're like, oh, what'd you do that for? It's gender neutral. Oh, it's just been the tooth fairy.
There was a husband and wife on a newspaper called The Guardian that had come out since I've moved. And it's all, you know, people like us that started this newspaper, and they're suing the district for messing up their kid, they said. And then all the rest of it was all about all of this. So it was a beautiful confirmation that there is people in my old town that are standing up and doing, you know, talking about it. So I'm sure they are in there pissed off. I definitely would be. And if I lived there, I'd still be involved, because that was my job. And that's why I walked away.
Well, I watched a video the other night. It was just a few seconds of this guy trying to interview a teacher who's been giving his students dildos and butt plugs and stuff to play around with in the room, to familiarize themselves with all that. And he ran from the guy. The guy says, what's with, He showed a clip of the guy talking about it, of the interviewee, and when he approached the guy about it, he took off and ran into the school, and the parents were like, get out of here. And he's like, this guy's giving your children dildos and butt plugs. They're like, get out of here. It's like, oh my God, those children don't stand a chance when the parents are defending the teacher.
Yeah, like, I saw that.
That's crazy. It's just crazy.
I saw that one too. I saw that. It's like the same thing with the parents taking the kids into the drag queens at the library. I mean, they're handing their babies over. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, it's just crazy.
Because of MKUltra as well, though.
Yes.
A bit like this whole movement with the Q movement and how hard it's been to wake people up. It'll be the same with them. Like, you know the truth, but everyone else is like, no, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And don't want to know.
So with all this going on, at what point do I go and buy myself a dress?
Just borrow one.
As long as you grab some bagpipes as well.
It's just ludicrous.
As long as you grab the bagpipes as well, Gio.
Oh,
Gio,
I'll need something.
No need for the undergarments then.
Yeah, something.
You need a nice leather kilt.
Mm. But I'll be missing the accent. too much. we got about 10 minutes because we have to call it short. We have another Zoom call shortly. So we got about 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, Doug.
For anybody who's interested, I posted the results of my Catholic grounding trial in the chat.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Craziness, eh?
I am screwed.
Yeah.
Well, this is what happens when you're living in a warped society, right?
I can't remember which channel I found it on, if it was WBG or not, but I know it was a Kathleen Kennedy or something was the name, as if it was posted. But it was talking about the Borax conspiracy. That was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. What about that?
They're saying it's actually really, really good for you.
Yeah.
Even though it's a laundry detergent, you can like put it into a drink because it's 99% pure and it's all been labeled as poison.
That's right.
They didn't want it to be good. And most of our plants and veggies with all this fertilizer, it's taken out a lot of the natural goodness. And it's only got like 1% in there for your calcium in your bones from the vegetables and stuff, where the borax would have been made it a lot higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was interested in reading about that too. I was kind of like, wow.
Yeah, well, the one that I saw, it was... it had a video, like you go down and you click on it and it's someone talking about it, and it goes through the whole lot from all the doctors that had found out about it.
Yeah, it was a woman talking?
Yeah.
In the video, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that too. Yep.
And it was all pretty much shut down late 80s or something, but you can still get it because you get it as laundry detergent.
I think
it's Germany is the only place you can't.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have a picture that talks about boron, and it gives kind of an ingredients for a detox bath. And it says it's common, it helps with common candida symptoms like fatigue, brain fog, digestive issues, sinus infections, yeast infections, thrush, joint pain, mild depression, urinary tract infection, and other fungal infections. That's caused by candida, and borax can help with that. And so I'll put that in the main Telegram chat.
I've just reposted the borax link in Telegram main chat.
Okay, I'll attach this to that because it talks about it benefiting arthritis, hormone balance, decalcifying the pineal gland, improved cell function, improved wound healing, proper pH, which would help with cancer, detoxes the liver, healthy blood sugar, and helps the heart. So yeah, but I think it's got to be a little bit at a time, like for putting it in your water, one pinch in a pint of distilled water 3 times a day. So not a whole lot.
Yeah, your body gets used to it, right?
Yeah.
It says FDA max dose, which don't trust FDA anyway, but an eighth of a teaspoon per 100 pounds.
Yeah, I'd heard an eighth of a teaspoon per liter, depending on your weight if you're small. But if you're very, very heavy, then you can have a quarter of a teaspoon.
Right. Quarter teaspoon for 200 pounds. Yep.
So this is this Team Borax?
Yes.
And you actually, I saw this.
Oh, we lost you again.
They have like food. There's food grade or food grade, I guess. I don't know if there's any difference from the one you can buy for the laundry detergent or the one.
Yeah, I would think that there probably is, just like the food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Peroxide, yeah. Because
that's really good for cleaning, and you can drink it too.
I've already taken it.
Pardon?
Say that again.
Am I going in and out again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
We heard you say taking it.
Ivermectin. Ivermectin horse paste.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah. Yep.
Giving it to my cat right now.
Becky, are you taking it regularly, like every day, or you're just saying
ivermectin
that
paste?
Yeah.
I was there for a while, and I have been for about 3 or 4 weeks. And it's like I want to start back. It's like I hate going through that herxing again.
Yeah. What benefits did you glean from that?
Nothing. I just felt like I wasn't going to get sick. I don't know. I did have a mole on the side of my face, and I put a little bit on it, and I was going to go to a dermatologist, and it really made the mole go away.
Okay.
Was that the ivermectin paste did that?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. So it works outside as well as inside.
Well, yeah, because they were saying way back when that if you have a loved one that's in the hospital and they get put on the ventilator, to put it in their belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the belly button would draw it into the body. Oh, yeah, I suppose it will anyway,
feet.
Because the pores of your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And the feet too.
Yeah, right.
The soles of the feet, you can put it on.
I have the liquid injectable kind that they say is good for the belly button. And I use it periodically, and I can't tell the difference. And I've put it on a mole so many times, and it's not made a difference. So I was kind of disappointed, but I'm glad to see it work for you.
Hi, Lee here. Hi. I have the ivermectin paste also that we can buy at our feed store. They're totally stocked because they're on board with everything. And so I bought 4 more tubes yesterday just to keep in stock. But initially I was taking it every day for a month or so, quite a while back. And then I think the dirt road discussions protocol is once a week just for prevention, unless you feel like you're getting sick. So I'm going to start that up again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Any last thoughts?
Before we take off?
Yeah.
When's your next meeting?
It's at 5 o'clock, I think.
I mean, for the group meeting.
No, that's at 5, but I've got another one in between.
Glenn, on Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, I was meeting the group meeting. Yep, cool.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday. So you guys.
So Thursday for me.
Because
I think you guys had 2 during the week, just this week gone.
Yes. Yeah.
It must have been Tuesday and Wednesday for you.
Yeah, we normally have two regular Zooms Saturday
and Saturdays,
and then we have a spiritual one on Sunday night and a phase documents on
Monday night.
Yeah.
So we do 4 actually a week.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Yep. It's fun. All right.